This is Ozarks at Large. Later this month, three chefs and two wine experts will help people explore what makes a great wine and food pairing. The Battle of the Sommeliers is Saturday, July 20th at Mount Sequoia in Miller Lodge. Chef Justice Mole, the executive chef at Mount Sequoia, is collaborating on most of the courses with Chef Kay Seguero. And the wine pairings for each course will be picked by Aaron Von Felt, beverage director with Bordino's Restaurant and Bar in Fayetteville, and Patrick Murphy with Southern Glaziers of Arkansas. Both Aaron and Patrick will select a separate wine to pair with each course, and then at the end of the evening, diners will vote on a winning selection. Yesterday, we invited Chef Justice and Aaron Von Felt to the Carver Center for Public Radio to give us a preview. Chef Justice Mole says the good-natured competition is about exploration.
So what we did pretty much was collaborate. Case and I decided, all right, you'll take this course, I'll take this course, and we'll kind of, you know, bounce ideas back and forth. And also for our amuse-bouche, it's not on the menu, it's going to be kind of a surprise. I collaborated with Darwin Byers from Meiji, so it was actually three chefs collaborated on this dinner total. So.
And then when do you know what it's going to be so you can make the pairings?
Well, I've looked at the menu every day several times, and just like treating it like a menu that I would do at Bordino's for a wine dinner. Just, it looks so awesome. I'm excited about all the different flavors, and I just thought about it. I've thought about it several times a day. You know, wake up thinking about it. What would I want to have with that? So, I don't know. I kind of feel like I already have my varietals planned out, or what I wish that I were having if I were sitting down to enjoy the meal.
What are you looking for when you're tasting a wine?
Balance.
Okay, so let's say there's a new wine on the market.
Okay.
Comes onto your table.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to taste it. So you're going to taste it, but you don't have an entree in front of you.
Right.
The idea is you're going to taste that and go, oh, this would go with...
with XYZ. Yes. Well, it's just when, you know, so I've been in this business for a long time and around wine and have been in this position for 13 years. And so when you taste wines every week, every day, like you're not drinking them. I mean, I do drink wine, don't get me wrong. But, you know, like yesterday my appointment started at 9:30 in the morning. So, you know, you're being professional, you're older, you're grown, you're spitting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the time to think about like how the wine feels. And you can equate that with food. And just like with food, it needs to have balance. Good acidity. Good minerality. You know, with food, you want that balance of seasoning. Nothing too flabby. Nothing too sweet.
I'm sorry, flabby. What would
be... Flabby is like if you drink a wine or you eat something that just had one layer of texture in your mouth.
Okay.
So with the wine, it's hitting you all the way from the tip of your tongue to the back of your mouth. And it should be working different ways in different places. And so the same with food. And I don't know, balance, if I taste a wine, you're like, this wine would be great with food. This is why. This wine you could just chug on its own. This is why.
Chef, do you think about that too? When you're making something, you go, oh, I bet this is a wine that might go with this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes the approach, say you have a specific winery come in, you taste their wines, and you plan your meeting accordingly. So like, this would go well with this wine, and so on and so forth. This is kind of a little bit reverse, where we just kind of get to be creative and do whatever we want, and then let the sommeliers decide what's going to taste better with it, which is kind of part of the competition aspect of it.
Now, the word battle is in here, which sounds so confrontational and, you know,
it's
muscle
awesome.
Flexing. But you and Patrick are friends, so there's competition here. But
Patrick and I are friends,
now.
And we, right, and yeah. He's my, you know, I'm his client, both of those things. So we, like yesterday we met and we talked about it and, you know, we both were like, it's going to be fun and, wondering how it's going to be. I wanted to, just to go back real quick also, I kind of think that like wine, I think, was made to go with food.
I agree.
And so really it's like anytime, like I want to have a food menu to look at before I pair, because it's kind of like the wine accompanies the food. It's not, I mean, a food can break a wine, but in general, the wine accompanies the food. Like the food's the first.
Right.
The first player.
The wine is the accompaniment to the food.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was probably made to be that way.
What about those of us who don't have as good a palate and we're not as experienced as you, a chef, or you as someone who's been pairing things for more than a decade? I mean, what do you think of us out there? Just
well, I mean, what I think, you know, my whole thing with wine is that I'd like for it to be approachable to people, because it can be intimidating. And like, you know, people go to the wine shop, and you know, I have a lot of friends and family like texting me. I'm like, they're like, hey, I'm at Liquor World. What should I get? I'm like, you know, it's funny. So I'm like, oh well, you know, I'm not Liquor World with you, but here's what I'm liking these days. And so, I don't know. I think that if you are a general consumer who loves to drink wine, find a wine shop that has just good staff, and it'll guide you in the way. Or, you know, go to one of your local restaurants and try things there, and then you can go to your wine shop and have them bring them in to you if you're, you know, that serious about drinking right wine. Also, I think there's some rules, like cheap California wine. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should drink it.
Ever.
Not really. Maybe not. No, not ever. That's
okay.
Not right.
Okay.
That's not right. It wasn't ever. But, you know, like if you're like wine on a budget, I think you should drink Chilean wines and wines from Argentina, maybe.
Aaron Von Felt is the beverage director with Bordino's Restaurant and Bar in Fayetteville. And we also heard from Chef Justice Moll, executive chef at Mount Sequoia. They're two participants in the Battle of the Sommeliers that will take place Saturday, July 20th in Miller Lodge on Mount Sequoia. Tickets for the five-course meal and the wine pairings are $125 each. You can learn more about the event at mountsequoia.org. And guests for the dinner must be 21 years of age or older.